From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a huge fire in Dubai. The city police chief says everyone has been evacuated from the 63-story hotel known as The Address. Dubai authorities are trying to get the blaze under control. The hotel was packed with New Year's Eve revelers when fire broke out at about 9:30 p.m. VOA's Margaret Bashir was at the scene.
The Address Hotel, which is one of the luxury hotels in downtown Dubai, has gone up in flames completely. I'm in a restaurant right near the hotel. We were all here to see the fireworks tonight at the Burj Al Khalifa, which is the tallest tower in the world. For sure, it was full of people tonight, paying a lot of money to see the fireworks show.
Initial reports said at least 14 people were injured. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's ballistic missile program. The order comes in response to a U.S. threat to impose new sanctions on that program. The sanctions threat came after missile tests by Iran that the U.S. says violated a U.N. Security Council resolution banning Iranian development of a ballistic missile. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza says he will consider any deployment of African Union peacekeepers in his nation, an attack requiring a counterstrike. Mr. Nkurunziza addressed the nation Wednesday. He is facing increased opposition from the AU and the international community over his quest to extend his tenure as president. For migrants and refugees crossing the Mediterranean trying to reach Europe, 2015 was the deadliest year on record, according to the International Organization for Migration. More than 3,700 people are believed to have died making that trip. That's 500 more than in the previous year. This is VOA News.